Saskatoon. A chill was in the air as players made their way onto the turf for day 4 of main camp. 9 players were released from the roster overnight, see below, and there was noticeably more room on the turf. The session began with the group breaking into individual positions for a gradual warm-up. Next, it was into team groupings for a walk-through with a few new looks. On the field next was strength and conditioning coach Dan Farthing to lead the team warm-up. Following the warm-up, the groups broke down again into individual groups for skill instruction and practice. Next, it was 7 versus 7 receivers versus defensive backs. Play-by-play. Kean Sheffer Baker hauls in a pass over the middle from Trevor Harris. Harris then finds Keyshawn Johnson on a post route over the middle. Harris' next pass was a long-out route complete to Sean Bain Jr. A pump from Harris on the next representative saw him decide to check down to Frankie Hickson in the flat. Mason Fine into quarterback next. He has to settle for a throw underneath to Frankie Hickson. Fine then finds Dell Duncan Busby on a quick dig route that is complete. Pipkin is in at quarterback next. His first pass is complete on the far side to Mitchell Picton, who finds a hole in the zone defense. Pipkin pass intended downfield for Geronimo Allison is intercepted by Roland Milligan Jr. Shea Patterson comes onto the field next. His pass is on target but slips through the fingers of Deshaun Mims. Patterson then finds Duncan Busby on an en route for a nice completion. Next up, it was into kick cover, punt return blocking, and kick formation drills. Following the emphasis on special teams, it was time for the offense to go head-to-head with the defense. Rep breakdown. Hand off to AJ Ouellette, who is able to get the edge and turn it up the field for a first down. Harris' pass attempt was batted down by Malik Carney. Harris had a pass almost intercepted by Roan Milligan Jr., who stepped in front of Sean Bain Jr. Harris checks down on the next pass to Ouellette for a minimal gain. Harris passes to the far side, which is intended for Dante Myers. Pass incomplete. Harris tosses to Frankie Hickson on the next play. He was strung out nicely by the defensive line. Not much room to run. The pass underneath is complete to Deshaun Mims. Christian Albright gets upfield to disrupt the play, though. Jack Cohn is in on offense. The first pass is downfield to Geronimo Allison, who makes a contested catch. Thomas Bertrand Houdin gets a carry next and breaks through the B-gap on an excellent gain. Mason Fine comes into the drill. He uses a half roll to the far side to complete his pass to Kean Sheffer Baker. There was a delayed draw on the next play to Clint Rotkovich. He runs for a first down. Frankie Hickson gets a handoff from Shea Patterson on the next play. Also on the offensive line is newcomer Daniel Johnson, who is lined up in the left tackle spot. Patterson then finds Jareth Stearns through a tight window over the middle for a first down. Pipkin comes into the huddle. The first play is a pass on the near side to Dell Duncan Busby. Nicholas Daly provides good pressure on the play. Next play, Pipkin throws to the near side. The ball tips of fingers and goes into the arms of DeMarcus Fields for the interception. Next, it was time to trot out the field goal team. Laughter from 22 yards out is good. Back it up, and Lowther connects from 33 yards. Another try from 43 through the middle. Another attempt comes from 48 yards out, and Lowther puts it through, but Sean Bain Jr. simulates a return out of the end zone. Rest the group, and Lowther attempts from 28 and is good once again. Move it back to the 38 on the far hash mark this time, and again, there are no troubles. There is lots of length, and it is right down the middle. Coach Mace then calls for a break and tells the players to put their pads on. When the break wrapped up, it was back to teams and walkthrough drills. Following that session, the group broke down into another stretching session. Next up, it was into individual positions for more work. Following that period, it was a hurry-up offense with Trevor Harris at the controls. In the first play, Harris passes to Donte Myers. Then, it's a handoff in the middle to A.J. Ouellette. Next, Ouellette is open in the flat for a first down. The ball is spotted on the near hash, and Harris passes that way to Samuel Emiles. Harris' pass is intended near side Myers into triple coverage. Coming away with the ball was Deontay Williams for the defense. Lowther is on to attempt a 28-yard field goal, and it's good. The offense is then backed up to their own 50 to restart the drill. First, play Harris hands off to Ouellette. Ouellette gets another carry, this time off of the right side for a couple of yards. On the next play, Harris uses stop motion and again hands off the ball to Ouellette. The next handoff goes to Frankie Hickson, who gets the edge on the right side for a big gain. The next run is a handoff to CJ Avery. Following the play, another fight then breaks out with Habakkuk Bladenado in the middle of the scrum with the offensive line. Coach Mace then steps in and instructs the players to the sidelines for some cardio, saying, "Penalties will kill us." The move draws a round of applause from the Rider faithful at Griffith Stadium. Jack Cohn comes into the backfield when play resumes. His first pass is a completion on the far side to Samuel Emiles. The net play is a handoff to Thomas Bertrand Houdin, who is stopped at the line. The volume noticeably turns up after the stop. Bertrand Houdin gets another carry after multiple substitutions on both sides. Mason Fine is next at quarterback. His pass near side is just out of Jake Parker's reach. Handoff on the next play to Clint Rakovich, who cuts and finds a hole for a long run. The next play is a completed pass to Parker in the flat. After the pass, there was still a lot of talk between the offense and defense. The whistle sounded, and the players broke up into one-on-ones on the line of scrimmage while the receivers and DBs went 7-on-7. After that period, the teams huddled together, and then it was back to special teams drills, where punt defense and punt coverage were the focal points. After those drills were complete, it was back into a team session. Offense versus defense, the breakdown. Trevor Harris starts. The first pass over the middle was completed to Sean Bain Jr. 18 yards. The next play starts with a stop motion from the offense. Harris finds A.J. Ouellette out of the backfield for close to a first down. A tough snap on the next play eludes Harris, but the defense is called offside. Reset. Hand the ball off to Frankie Hickson on the next play, who quickly gets upfield. Hickson gets another carry running behind Jamarcus Hardrick. Finally stopped by Jameer Thurman. Harris is rushed and caught in the pocket on the next play by Trey Crawford. Next, Representative Harris can't find a receiver downfield and gets sacked again. Harris hands the ball off to Hickson on the next run and finds a hole on a delayed draw. Shea Patterson comes into quarterback, and he finds Mitchell Picton 25 yards down the field for a completion. Patterson throws a nice ball again to the far side, which is complete to Deshaun Mims. After those competitions, Jack Cohn is in under center. He runs out of time, and Baldonado is tracking him down. Cohn fires a ball over the middle, complete to Keyshawn Johnson for a first down. The next quarterback in is Mason Fine. With the pocket collapsing around him, he spots Geronimo Allison for a first down. The next pass is complete to Mitchell Picton on the far side of the field as he broke in from his wide-out spot. Fine finds him for the completion. Pipkin is in at quarterback and finds Geronimo Allison wide open downfield for 45 yards. Pipkin finds Samuel Emiles in traffic to haul in a nice pass. The session concluded with a cool down and players returned to the cold tubs and locker rooms. Today's weather. Another good-looking day from Mother Nature at training camp. Today's forecast is a mix of sun and cloud with a slight chance of showers this afternoon. Winds were out of the west at 20 kilometers per hour, and the temperature settled at around 18 degrees. All in all, it was a great day for football. Not on the field. Released. National offensive lineman Ryan Berta. American defensive back Cole Coleman, American running back Jerrion Ealy, American defensive lineman Roman Harrison, American wide receiver Braden Johnson, American defensive back Jamar Johnson, American linebacker Mark McLaurin, American wide receiver Kendall Watson. Suspended: American offensive lineman Dimitri Emmanuel. Breakout play of the day: it was a two-for-one day, with Kean Sheffer-Baker hauling in not one but two contested catches from Shea Patterson. The most impressive one saw Sheffer-Baker high point the football on the reception and bring it down between a pair of defenders. The one to watch: the defensive line rebounded from a tough day on day three with a solid effort today. One of the drivers of that front seven is newcomer Diego Fago. The Navy grad has brought consistency and energy to his reps and continues to show that today.